Well, Chris Johnson here, and I have a softball report. I'm pretty sure I fucked up a muscle in my ass. And I'm not even being facetious here. That's like fucking serious. I took a couple swings during batting practice, and my fucking left ass cheek was on fire. I like pulled a muscle in my left ass cheek, and every time I made contact with the ball, my left ass cheek would inflame, my glute. That's what your ass muscle is called, right? Your glute? I got a glute problem, a left glute issue. Like, I gotta do a fucking marathon in less than 2 weeks. It is fucking Wednesday, May 18th. And yes, I'm fucking actually recording this on Wednesday, May 18th. I had some other podcasts in the can, but I thought, God damn it, my fucking ass is a bigger deal than all this other shit I have fucking recorded. People need to know that I can't fucking sit down. I mean, I can sit down, it just hurts. And it kind of spread to like my groin too, like my left groin is tender. Apparently my ass muscle is attached to the fucking groin muscle. I'm just worried about fucking doing like some serious mileage. I want to run today. I was hoping to do about 10 miles today and then maybe like another 10 miles on Saturday. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do now. I'm gonna run, but I have no idea how this is going to go. I did go to the gym after the game yesterday because I'm a fucking psychopath. Because it's like, I got to know like how I'm going to fucking hold up. I felt like shit running yesterday and I just don't know. I don't know how this is going to fucking work. Fucking old man softball better not fuck up my fucking marathon chances. I tell you that right fucking now. I'm already giving up a prime running day by spending my Tuesdays playing fucking softball. I can't be having this. I also don't understand how, like, I'm an in-shape guy. I work out all the fucking time, and I run all the fucking time. Yet I still sort of injure myself. I don't consider myself fucking injured. I'm moving around. At the gym last night, I ran about a half a mile. So, like, I know I'm okay. But, like, I just don't understand. I used to fucking just play baseball and swing the bat all the time and be fine. And I know that I'm a fucking kid, but, like, Kid Chris Johnson wasn't fucking active. Kid Chris Johnson sat on his ass all the time, played video games, and, like, dragged himself off the fucking couch to go to fucking school and to go play like sports and shit. I remember like be sitting there like in class, fucking high school, thinking like, I got a fucking game today. And that was like my thought, like my entire high school existence. I gotta go to fucking football practice. Fuck. I gotta go to baseball practice. It is fucking cold outside. I don't wanna fucking do this. I wanna go home and do nothing. And then I finally get to a point, 39-year-old Chris Johnson finally gets to a point where he can do nothing. And he's like, you know what? Let's go play fucking softball. Let's go play softball and tear a fucking ass muscle. I just think it's really weird. Like people could point to like old people. Like if I look at other people in the league, I can understand them getting hurt. Like motherfucker, like there's a dude playing second base for the other team yesterday. He's like rubbing his stomach and he's like, fuck, I can't. I'm not athletic at all. I can't do anything. Like this guy just got off the couch. He's been on the couch for 20 years. Like, I can understand that guy pulling a fucking muscle. I can't understand me getting hurt doing shit like this. I stretched too beforehand. Young Chris Johnson also never stretched. He was an idiot. Now, like, before a fucking race, I'm doing all kinds of crazy shit. I'm not doing, like, insane stretches. Like, if you see, like, some of these motherfuckers who are in, like, run clubs, like, they do all this goofy bullshit. I don't do any goofy bullshit. I just stretch. I know what fucking muscles I need to stretch, and I'll fucking take care of it. The only problem is, I don't need to stretch my ass muscles to run, so I don't really know how to stretch my ass muscles. I figured out like a way to do it, like if I just fucking like lift my leg up and kind of like pull my knee to my chest. I guess you could do that laying down as well. That kind of stretches the ass. But I didn't really think like swinging a bat involved like ass muscles. I played baseball for 15 years as a fucking kid. I never pulled my ass. I never tore my ass. You know what else happened during the game yesterday? This actually happened before the game. So I wear a fucking baseball hat when I'm playing just because it feels fucking right. It feels natural. Like when I used to play ball, I always wore a fucking hat. It's just you wear a fucking hat or they call them caps, like a baseball cap. Cap sounds fucking stupid to me. A cap is something you put on like a fucking bottle of water. It's not something you put on your fucking head. I don't give a shit that they're called caps. It's a stupid fucking name. I got a fucking hat on. I got all these fitted hats. I used to love hats. But ever since I grew my hair out, which is Jesus Christ, I stopped cutting my hair in like 2006. So I got all these hats that don't fit me anymore because I weigh like 170 pounds now. Old me, when I'm buying these hats, I'm in my 200s, 200, 220, 230, 240. I didn't really know like or put much thought on the fact that my head can shrink. I thought my skull was there and there wasn't going to be any more padding, but apparently I had a fatter fucking head back in the day. So a lot of my fitted hats don't really fit anymore. They fit, but they don't have like the normal hat fit. But I do have one old Jay's hat that fucking fits. So I wear that fucking thing out there. But I don't want to wear the fucking hat all the time. I got to let these locks flow. I'm 39 years old. I still have this fucking hair. I'm going to let it fly as long as I can. So I'm walking in and some motherfucker on the team that wasn't there last week. I don't know any of these guys. I know my cousin. I know my brother-in-law. So there was somebody there not there last week. At least they assume he wasn't there last week. He was fucking stunned when he saw my ass. So it's a pretty good indication that he wasn't fucking there last week. I come walking around the fucking corner and he looks at me. He's like, who the fuck is that? Like he just walked into the bedroom and they're fucking his wife. Like, who the fuck is this? I had my fucking hair down. It's all over the fucking place. I got these sunglasses on. I'm spitting sunflower seeds out. Like, I mean business. So I just glanced in his general direction and I kept on going. Apparently he thought I was somebody else. I don't know, who the fuck else looks like me? He felt bad about it later too. Like he came up to me, he's like, hey man, I'm sorry I said, who the fuck is that? I just didn't know who the fuck you were. I understand that. That makes sense. Generally, when you utter that phrase, you don't know who the fuck that is. That's the whole purpose of asking who the fuck is that guy. He's like, I thought you were Nate. I don't know who the fuck that is either, man. Hey, we beat the piss out of another softball team, too. Apparently, I'm told we're not going to kick the shit out of every team. I couldn't sprint. Look, you need me to run fucking 18 miles? I'm game. But if I swing and pull my ass cheek, I have a tough time sprinting to first base. Sprinting is not what I'm good at. Motherfucker, I ran a half marathon in less than 2 hours recently. I mean, I would think that's pretty fast, but it's not sprinting. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. Hopefully this ass heals up, because I'm going to need it. I'm going to go running today and see how we're doing. But Sundays and Wednesdays are when new podcast episodes come out. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora, wherever the fuck you want it, I guess. I am on Twitter. That is at Johnson Hates You. I am on Instagram. That is at maybe 5 minutes. And if you're in the Facebook, you can find me there under my name, Chris motherfucking Johnson. You can look at me and you can think, who the fuck is that? But it's me, Chris Johnson.